Enough. We will stop the murder of women, read a banner. And behind it, thousands of women marched, chanting slogans in solidarity with Özgecan Aslan. In Istanbul alone, women activists held two separate protests to show their anger at the murder. There were women from all walks of life, from all ages. A young woman, Bülay Doğan, told me how she felt.
From one side, I'm very afraid because same thing can happen to me or to one of my other friends also. And on the other hand, I'm very curious how this can happen, how they are so courageous to do something like that.
The government has promised to hunt those responsible for the crime and punish them. The president and the prime minister both called Özgecan's family to offer their condolences, but no official statement has yet been made. In the last decade, there has been a 14-fold increase in the violence against women. Last year alone, almost 300 women were killed at the hands of men. The organizers of this march demanded new legislation to protect women from violence. Sevda Bayramoğlu from Women for Peace Initiative had this to say.
Men kill and rape and torture women, and the state, men's state, are protecting them. We expect from the parliament to stop this violence.
The brutality of Özgecan Aslan's murder may become a rallying cause for activists seeking to end violence against women in Turkey.